Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is the kingdoms of nature, and we'll be looking in particular at mankind's role in relation to the lower kingdoms, in other words the animal, vegetable and mineral, and also looking at the kingdom that comes above the human, and that's called the spiritual kingdom or the kingdom of souls. So to begin with, here's a quote from Benjamin Cram, and this appeared in his very first book, and that has the title, The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. We must show our ability to become one with all, the whole of this planetary life, with our fellow beings, with the animal, vegetable and mineral kingdoms. We must stop exploiting the planet and misusing its resources. Stop exploiting the lower kingdoms and misusing their life. Show that this is one world, one humanity, one life. This is the destiny of mankind. The function of mankind is to act as a transmitter of spiritual forces to the lower kingdoms, and so act as co-workers with God. This is his true destiny. He cannot fulfill this if he relegates the spiritual life to one facet of it, the religious life. He can only do this when he manifests true spirituality in every facet of his life. This must include our political and economic and social life, the structures of which no longer answer our true needs and therefore must undergo change. The Christ will make this clear and show the way to establish political and economic structures which will allow our spirituality to manifest. And moving on now with an article given by Mr. Cram's master in 1987, and it had the title, The Linking Kingdom, and I'll read it to you now. The day is fast approaching when humanity will see itself as it really is, a centre of energy in the body of expression of the manifesting Logos. When that day dawns, an entirely new attitude to its meaning and purpose will also awaken in mankind. For the first time in its long history, humanity will become aware of its potential and strive with conscious effort to realize and express its hitherto untapped resources of wisdom and power. Humanity is the linking kingdom between the divine and the subhuman, and as such carries great responsibility. For it is planned that one day humanity of itself will inaugurate and control the evolution of the lower kingdoms. This is not so far distant as many might think, for man now stands on the verge of a great expansion of consciousness, which, when achieved, will render into his hands unimaginable power and knowledge. In achieving this knowledge and power, the first step must be the realization of the oneness of all life. This is fundamental to all future progress for man. When men know, beyond all gainsaying, that there exists only one life manifesting through a myriad of forms, they will begin to see their task as the organizing and distribution of that life for the greater good of all creation. Thus will men develop the resources of nature in ways as yet unseen, giving new life to old forms and creating new forms for the better expression of the one life. In the animal kingdom, through man's energetic stimulus, profound changes will take place. The intelligence factor will grow apace, and, under the impact of man's mind, a new cooperation between the kingdoms will become possible. Many ancient forms will die out, having served their purpose, but, inspired and guided by man, a new sensitivity and response to thought will manifest. This will lead to the establishment of a new relationship between animals and men, one more in keeping with the plan of God. A new era opens in which men, as gods, will demonstrate their divine powers in service to the plan, reaping therefore the benefits of all true service, greater responsibility, and an opportunity better to serve. With these powers being used for the good of all, a new chapter of meaningfulness will open for man, and he will find himself being led from revelation to revelation along the path of discovery of his own divinity. Thus will it be. Thus will men demonstrate their intrinsic spiritual nature, capacity for service, and sensitivity to the plan. Maitreya and his group of masters stand ready to lead the way. They know well the potential of man and, as men, have long since realized that potential to the full. They come to guide and put their experience at the service of the race. With them in the vanguard, humanity cannot fail. Moving back to Benjamin Creme, and this is an excerpt that appeared in his book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. Humanity's true role is to act as a clearinghouse for energies, a kind of substation for the energies from above humanity to the kingdoms below us. In the future, we will do this work consciously, scientifically, to stimulate, for instance, the intelligence factor in the animal kingdom, or, as we already do to some extent, to purify and perfect specific specimens of the vegetable kingdom. We have not even begun to use the creative potential which humanity has in relation to these lower kingdoms, whose evolution is our major responsibility. They evolve through the stimulus which we can give them. Each kingdom grows out of the kingdom immediately below it. The vegetable from the mineral, the animal from the vegetable, the human from the animal, the spiritual from the human. Each kingdom evolves as a result of the stimulus from the kingdom immediately above it. The physical form comes from below, and the spiritual stimulus to evolution comes from above. It is obvious that the more of the higher evolutionary stimulus we can apply to the lower kingdoms, the faster and more perfectly they will evolve. We can work in relation to the lower kingdoms exactly as the masters of the spiritual hierarchy, the next kingdom above the human, act in relation to us. Each kingdom moves into the kingdom above it through the process of becoming radioactive, in other words, radiating energy. When the mineral kingdom becomes radioactive, the most advanced minerals are gradually transformed into the vegetable, and from the vegetable to the animal, and so on, up and up. When a man or a woman becomes radioactive, he or she can begin to move from the human kingdom into the kingdom of souls or the spiritual kingdom. And speaking of the spiritual kingdom, here is a segment from the book Transmission, A Meditation for the New Age. We would not be human beings if we did not knowingly or unknowingly act as transmitters of energy. If the human kingdom were, for some reason or other, removed from this planet, all the lower kingdoms, animal, vegetable, and even mineral, would eventually die. They would no longer receive their quota of energy from the sun at a potency which they could absorb. This is because the human kingdom, as do all kingdoms, transmits energy, albeit in a unique fashion. Whether we know it or not, and in the future we shall know it and act consciously as such, we are transmitters, a clearinghouse for energies received from the kingdoms above us. These energies are transformed by passing through us to the lower kingdoms. Each kingdom evolves as a result of the stimulus from the kingdom immediately above it. Physical form comes from below, and the spiritual stimulus towards evolution from above. The vegetable kingdom grew out of the mineral kingdom, the first kingdom to be laid down and the most inert. Out of the vegetable kingdom has grown the animal kingdom, and from the animal, the human kingdom. And of course, we owe our physical bodies to the animal kingdom. And out of the human kingdom, whether humanity knows it or not, has grown and is growing the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of souls, or in Christian terminology, the kingdom of God. And this is not some blessed state which has to come down from heaven when humanity is good enough, developed enough to receive it. It is something which, unknown to most of us, has always existed behind the scenes of our life. It is made up of the masters and initiates of the wisdom, of that group of men and women who have gone ahead of us, evolved before us, and, in the case of the masters, have come to the end of the evolutionary experience on this planet. The masters serve the plan of evolution of the human and subhuman kingdoms. They are the custodians of all the energies entering the planet. Powerful cosmic energies impinge upon this planet from everywhere in space. We know nothing about them and can do nothing with them, since we do not have that science. But the masters work with these energies, scientifically balancing them and sending them into the world to help humanity evolve. The masters are the key figures in this process, working from behind the scenes through men and women, the initiates, the disciples and aspirants in the world. Humanity evolves through the correct absorption of the spiritual energies from the kingdom of souls. All change on both an individual and a worldwide scale is the result of our response to great spiritual forces. We do not see these energies for the most part, but nevertheless they are there. They work through us, and as we respond by changing and creating new structures, making personal, communal, international decisions, we are responding to these energies. So now here's another article by Benjamin Krems Master. This one has the title, The Role of Man, and this was originally published in Share International magazine in 1985. In time, men will come to understand the true nature of their relationship with the lower kingdoms and accept gladly the role of steward for their evolution. This will lead to a transformation in all aspects of farming and agriculture, in forestry and fishing. Gone forever will be the present methods, despoilation of forest and soil, overcultivation of impoverished land, greedy and reckless pursuit of many species of animal and fish. A halt must soon be called to this unholy war on nature's bounty. No longer must men allow the poisoning of the earth and waters, which threatens the lives of man and beast alike. No longer is it fitting to engage in farming methods which prohibit the basic rights of movement and access to air and light. The cruel exploitation for experiment of countless creatures must give way to saner means of research and knowledge. Many today are concerning themselves with these issues and calling for change. Men's minds are moving in the right direction, and naught can halt this momentum. Nevertheless, vast changes are needed forthwith to maintain the ecological balance in the world. When the Earth is viewed as a living entity, complete in all its parts, each essential to the whole, a new vision and a new sanity will prevail. Men will come to see themselves as stewards of a natural order, preordained to function in harmony and beauty, each kingdom related above it and below it according to the plan. Today, vast sums are spent on research into nature's laws. At the same time, enormous resources are wasted and misused. Were these resources directed to stabilizing the natural balance, a new world would emerge. Man would find himself the possessor of secrets long hidden from him. He would enter areas of knowledge until now closed to his inquiring mind. Nature would yield up her mysteries, and man would begin a partnership with the creating Logos, taking his rightful place as custodian of the plan. Man has the power to make all things new or to destroy his world. Never before has such omnipotence been his. To ensure the correct use of this power requires the expression of a wisdom seldom seen today, but one that man must find within himself or die. Fortunately for the race, man is not alone. From behind the scenes of life is now emerging a group of knowers, men endowed with all the attributes of God. From them will flow the wisdom of the ages to guide and shepherd man along the way. Under their inspiration, man will retrace his steps and begin anew. Under their wise tutelage will he begin the ascent into divinity to demonstrate the divinity potential but unexpressed. Thus will men in time become the knowers, servants alike of the purposes of God. From them, then, will flow a stream of universal wisdom to nurture all together in the furtherance of the plan. So to finish, here is a brief excerpt from one of the early messages from Maitreya, the world teacher. And it's from message number 12. Man's problem today, as always, is of his own making. It is not inherent in the plan of God. By the misuse of his divine free will, man has placed his future and that of all the kingdoms in jeopardy. Many today are beginning to realize this and are taking such steps as they can to avert catastrophe. This is good, but not all men see the danger which faces mankind in increasing potency. Time is short indeed for the reconstruction of our world along lines more befitting man's true role and purpose. My task is to show you the way, outline the possibilities only, for by man himself must the new world be forged. I hope you enjoyed today's theme and thank you very much for listening. For more information, we recommend checking out the website share-international.org. And I'd like to take the opportunity of wishing you all a lovely week.